And now the second chapter, Halacha Aleph. We will learn in the next chapter that Maisa does not have to be removed until all the work necessary for production of this produce has been completed. The Torah does not require someone to remove the Maisa unless he is completing all the work for this fruit in order to eat it himself. But if he did all the work for it with the intention of selling it, the Torah does not require him to remove Maiser. It's only by rabbinical decree that he's required to do it. Shenema, as the Pasuk says, Aseh Teaseh, a Pasuk in Parsha Re'eh, Aseh Teaseh shall remove all the mices of a goymer, and then the Pasuk continues, V'yachalta, and you shall eat it. Eilechayev el agoymet v'aseh li'achla. Only the one who completed all the work on the produce in order to eat it, it has to remove mices. But if he was going to sell it, he does not have to remove mices. The buyer, halacha beis, v'chein halikeach, and so also the buyer, pata min ha-Torah. By Torah law, he is not required to remove the Maisa Shenema, because the Pasuk says, Tvuas Zarecha, the produce of your seeds. But this is not the produce of his seeds, he bought it from someone else. V'chayev mi divrayim, but by rabbinical decree, the buyer has to remove the Maisa if the seller didn't remove it. B'me dvarim amurim, when does this law apply? That the requirement of the buyer to remove it is only by rabbinical decree. If he bought them after all the work had been completed by the seller, but if he bought produce that it was not a finished product, and it was finished, all the work was finished while the buyer had it in his possession, chayiv la'aseh min ha-Torah. Then the Torah requires him to remove ma'aser. Halacha gimel, peiros she'einam ruyim la'achila mikotnam, fruits that are not fit for human consumption, mikotnam, because they're too small, that is, that they have not matured yet, kigoyin ha'boise, such as unripe grapes, v'chayetzi boi, or something like that, einam chayovim b'maisa. If you eat it, you don't have to remove maisa from it. Ad sheyigdalu, only when they've grown bigger, v'yosu eichel, and they become fit for food. Shenema, as the Pasuk says, mizera ha'aretz, from the seeds of the ground, mipri ha'etz, from the fruit of the tree. It says, mipri ha'etz, the fruit, ad sheyiu peri, until it becomes a mature fruit. V'chein ha'tvua, the same law applies to grain, v'akitnius, and to beans and peas, shenema, because the same pasuk says, "Kol tvuas zarecha," all the produce of your seed, the grain of your seed, achat yotzei tvua, until it becomes actual grain, a mature grain. V'zuhi oinas ha-maisis, and this is the time period when maisis have to be removed, when the fruit is mature. V'koidim shetagia atvua v'aperet lo inezu, and before the grain and the fruit reach this period, muta lechel mihem kol ma sheyitza, you're permitted, if you want to eat the unripe produce, to eat as much as you want, or bechol derech sheyitza, and in any manner that you prepare it, you're allowed to eat it, and you don't have to remove maaser. Halacha dalet, peiros sheheim ruyim la'achila bekatnam, but fruits that are fit for human consumption, even when they're very small and immature, kegoyin hakishurim, such as melons, v'hamalafafoynos, cucumbers, she'ein manichim moisam, elo kedei lahoisa begufam bilvad, these are not left in the ground in order to ripen them, they can be eaten even when they're very small, they're left in the ground only so that they'll get bigger, so that there'll be a bigger fruit there, but they don't actually ripen when they get bigger, they can be eaten even small, aval ruyim heim mitchila la'achila, but even to begin with, they could have been eaten. Hareilu chayovim b'maisa b'katnam. Then you have to remove the maisa, even if they're small. She mitchilas yitziyosam, because as soon as they appear, bo'ol li'oynas ha'maisas, they've already reached the period where you have to remove maisa from them, because they're already edible. Halacha hei ezehi oynas ha'maisas,
When specifically is this time that the Maisa has to be removed? When do we consider them already mature enough? Mishayagiu ha-peiris la-hazriya v'litzmayach. When the fruit becomes mature enough that you could remove its seeds and plant them and something will grow out of it. Hakilafi mashu apri. And this all depends on the specific kind of fruit. Ketzad, for example, hata'enim, figs, mishayasu rakim, until when they become soft enough, they're soft enough that they can be eaten. Even if you have to wait 24 hours after they were picked, they become softer after they're picked. If they're ripe enough so that you can pick them and 24 hours later eat them, they already require maaser removed. Grapes, v'habaushim. Some versions don't have this word. Baushim are grapes that are very small and they grow wild. Hey, ma'anovim hadakim, they're very small grapes, hamid bodies that grow wild. When the fruit becomes transparent enough that you can see the seed inside from the outside, you can look through the outside from the outside of the fruit and see the seeds inside. Harimoinim, the pomegranates, mishayimas haperach. When the flower begins to wither, when you see pomegranates, you see only the withered remains of the flower. Aperach shalahem. Ebein hoadz boys. When the it's withered enough that you can soften and destroy the flower between your fingers. The yetzim mibenu mayim. And when you do that, you squeeze it like that, juice comes out from the place where the flower is. Hatamorim dates mishe. When they begin to get splits in them, cracks in them, in the skin, just like soil, like dough that's fermenting, that's rising, it gets cracks in the surface. Or farsakin peaches, as soon as you begin to see red veins in the surface of the peach is ripe enough. Goizim, nuts, mishayisparish. As soon as the edible part has become separated, from the outer shell, that is, you shake it, you can hear the inside rattling. The sweet, that is, the edible almonds, we learned that bitter almonds do not require maaser removed. These are the sweet almonds. As soon as the outer shell has separated from the fruit, hamarim, but the bitter almonds, pturim liyalim, are always released from the requirement of maaser. Ushar kabali klipas, and all other fruits that have these shells, kigoin haitztroblim, a kind of rice whose grain comes inside a husk, v'haloit, a plant with a root that's made into a fragrant perfume, and the seeds are edible, and they have a shell around them, v'abotnim, and sunflower seeds, v'sheyasu klipa ha-tachtoina ha-smucha lo-ichel. They require maaser to be removed as soon as they form the inner membrane. It's like an inner soft shell that's next to the fruit itself. Hazeisim, olives, v'sheyasu shemen, as soon as they begin to produce oil, echad mitisha, v'ma sheheim ruyim la-seis, as soon as they can produce 1/9 of the amount of oil that they will produce when they're mature, they require maaser. Kisha yigmeru, the amount that they'll make when they mature. V'zeshlu shalahem, and this is when they're 1/3 of their normal size. Hatapuchim, apples, or esroigim, and esroigim, v'sheyisaglu, as soon as they become round, as soon as there's a round fruit there, they're already edible. V'bnei sheim ruim la'achilam kishem ktanim. Because apples and esroigim can be eaten even when they're small. Hatusim v'oig, these are kinds of berries, mishayadimu, as soon as they turn red, v'chein kol shadarkam lahadim, and so also all fruits that turn red when they ripen, mishayadimu, as soon as they turn red, require maaser v'achruvim, and boxer, mishayasu, nekudis shchayus, as soon as they begin to get black spots, v'chein kol shadarkam lahashcher, and so also all fruits that turn dark when they ripen, Mishayinagdu, as soon as they have spots. Hagasim, vakrustamolim, vaprishim, vauzrodim, these are all large fleshy fruits, mishayasu karches, karches levonis, as soon as they get white spots on them, v'chein kol sher darkam levabein, and so also all fruits that turn lighter in color when they become ripe, mishayikichu karches, as soon as there are light spots on them, hatvua, grain, mishatav ishlish, as soon as it reaches one-third of its normal size, or the normal amount of grain that's produced by this species. Atalsin, fenugreek, mishatiya zara roi letzmichem nizra, as soon as the seed is mature enough that it would grow if you planted it, ubayerek, and vegetables, hakishuin, melons, vadiluim, and pumpkins, vavatichin, these are other kinds of melons, malapafoines, and cucumbers, v'chol kayetzi bahem, and other kinds of fruit like that, vegetables like that, chayovim bekotnam, you have to take maisa even when they're very small, as we said in a previous halacha, ushar hayerek, and all other kinds of vegetables, she'enei roi lachila ad sheyagdil, which cannot be eaten until it matures, ein echayev ad sheyroi lachila. It does not require maisa removed until it becomes mature enough that it's edible. Eshkel she'egiya boi afilo gargi yechidi, we learned that grapes mature when they're transparent enough that you can see the seed. So a whole cluster of grapes, as soon as even one berry, one grape in the cluster, reached this stage, kulay chiba lemaiser, the whole thing is considered as one thing for maiser. Uchilu higia kulay, and it's as if the whole cluster had reached the proper time for removing maiser, v'loyoyse yeshkel bilvad, and not only that cluster, elakol haruach sheyesh boyse hagefen sheyesh boyeshkel, but that entire side of the vineyard that contains the vine, that contains that cluster, requires maiser removed. V'chein erimin sheygiya ba, and so also a pomegranate that reached the proper time, afilu preda, achas kula chiba, even if one pomegranate became ripe enough, that whole section of pomegranate requires maisa removed. Aloch above, lo yimke rodem peyroisav mishebo loines hamaisis, a person may not sell his fruit when they reach the stage that they require maisa, limishein inemen ala maisis, he may not sell it to someone whom we do not believe, we'll learn the details of this later, someone whom we do not believe that he will remove the maisa, v'im bikru, and if part of them, if the early ones already ripened, noitolas habi koiris, he has to take the early ripeners and use them for himself, umutalim ke ashiar sh'adayin lo yigi loinus ha-maisis, and he's allowed to sell the rest which have not yet reached the stage of maisa, v'chein lo yimke odom es giftei v'yazagov, a person may not sell his olive seeds and his grape seeds, l'mishayini nemen ala maisis, to someone who is not believed to remove maisa, l'hoitzi mehem ha-mashkin, if he sells it to him for the purpose of removing the remaining juice that remains in them, sh'amashkin ha-yotzi mehem chayovim ha-maisis, because the little bit of oil that comes out of the olive pits and the little bit of juice that comes out of the grape seeds, it requires maiser removed. He may not sell his straw to someone if he buys it for the purpose of removing the remaining grain in it. He may not sell it to someone who is not believed, because grain that's separated from the straw requires maiser to be removed. Halacha Zayin, Shmara Yayin, the dregs that are at the bottom of the wine, Shenosan Aleya Mayim Vesinidon, if he put water on top of it and strained it, Ibnosan Shloisha Motzar Ba, if he put three parts and got back four parts, that means that he did get some liquid out of it, Moitzi Maisa Mizer Hayesa Mimokimacha, he has to remove Maisa from the extra part because that's considered like wine, and he has to take the maaser from somewhere else. Veidi mafishal of truma, but he does not have to remove truma from it. Shatayim betchila b'libi ala keil, because the original person who took truma from the grapes had in mind everything that's going to come of these grapes. Kemesha b'yarnu betruma, as we explained in Hilchas Truma, mata pachas b'yarba, but if he got back less than four for three that he put in, apal pisha mata yes al midos, even though he did get a little bit more than what he put in. The apal pisha yesh ben tam yayin, and even though they taste like wine, the water that he got out, but it's not required to take maaser because this is not considered wine. Halacha ches, hamakdish peiroisav kishay mechubarim, if someone consecrated his fruit as a donation to the Beis HaMikdash when it was still connected to the ground, achaloy bor loynes hamaaser, before he had to remove maaser from it, or pedam, and then he redeemed it from Hegdish, and after he redeemed it, it reached the stage that he had to remove Maiser, Chayovim B'Maiser, then he has to remove Maiser from it. But if they reach the stage of requiring Maiser, the Heim B'Yad HaGizbar, and the treasurer of the Beis HaMikdash still had it in his possession, the Achakach Pedam, and only after that he redeemed it, Turim, then he does not have to remove the Maiser.